Blog Talk Radio. Blog.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ernest Maddox of the Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. E. Maddox Ministries. We welcome you from around the world to this broadcast relative and pertinent to the Word of God. We encourage you to call a friend and have them to call in at 646-716-8530 so they can listen on their phones, or go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Maddox. That's DrMaddox. We are here every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to go to the bookstore, the ministry bookstore, www.DrEMaddox.org. We have a blessing there for you, all kinds of training materials, videos, MP3s that you can benefit from relative to the Word of God. There are three books that we have now: Impact of a Deliverance Prayer, Apostolic Manifesto, and Weapons of Our Warfare. Now, for a period of time, if you purchase Apostolic Manifesto and Weapons of Our Warfare, the book Impact of a Deliverance Prayer will be given free of charge. So I would encourage you to go to the website right now. You can reach us at Dr. E. Maddox Ministry via phone at 248-796-8523, the Point of Light Christian Center, 248-423-9289. We just want to take a moment to ask God to bless us as we move into the Word of God. I know that you will be blessed. So our great Father in heaven, we thank you now for the word that you are about to deliver over these airwaves. All of you be blessed, be delivered, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. Now we will bring that Word of God to you.
Might as well put your hands together.
Robinson at the Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. E. Maddox Ministries, pastor by Apostle Dr. Ernest Maddox, who this Sunday, July 19th, will be ministering a powerful word from God at the Pine Grove Missionary Baptist Church, pastor by Reverend DeBurley Porter. The church is located at 1833 South Electric in Detroit, Michigan, 48217. Services will begin at 10:45 a.m. If you need any more information, please call us at 313-381-7882. Now back to the program.
Praise God, praise God. It is a blessing, a again to be here with you today, sharing the Word of God. The title of our message today is Doctrine of Devils. Doctrine of Devils. And it is important that you understand in the Word of God, it talks about doctrine of devils or demons, depending on which translation you are using. In the King James in 1 Timothy 4:1, it begins, it says, "Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the truth or the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils." Doctrines of devils. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. 1 Timothy 4:3, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanks of them which believe and know the truth. Which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. So there is a belief and a knowing relative to truth as it addresses that whole issue of doctrine of demons. Be real clear. God has the right to establish the protocol for human existence since he created it. The danger of evolution, or the theory of evolution, is that it divorces man from his creator, therefore allowing him to make his own rules. It allows man another decision outside of the agenda of God. And that's why we have confusion. Anything that's outside of the context of the Word of God is a doctrine of a demon. Let me repeat that, is a doctrine of a demon. And you will be led up a path that is going to eventually end in destruction and ruin. One translation puts it this way. In 1 Timothy 4:1, the Spirit clearly says that in latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Such teaching come through hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared as with an hot iron. Let's just identify, and I will identify, several doctrines of demons. Same-sex marriage is one of them. Now, even in the church, we have come to accept in some denominations. Not all, but too many have come to accept that it's okay for a man to abandon what God taught is marriage, that the human race can abandon what God has taught relative to marriage and just about everything else. I want to go to Leviticus, the 18th chapter. And I just want to point out several things that are doctrines of demons that we have been instructed to avoid, which the world has adopted, and even in some denominations have begun not only to adopt, but to attack other Christians who want to adhere to the Word of God. In Leviticus 18:1, and I'm quoting now, the Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to him, I am the Lord your God. You must not do as they do in Egypt, where you used to live, and you must not be as they or do as they do in the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you. Do not follow their practices." It's amazing. You must obey my laws and be careful to follow my decrees. I am the Lord your God. Keep my decrees and laws, for the person who obeys them will live by them. I am the Lord. You know, God keeps emphasizing that I'm the one. It's the rules. No one is to approach any close relative to have sexual relations. Now, that's in the Word of God. But even as I speak, there are individuals trying to sleep with their cousins, their siblings, their nieces and nephews, their daughters and their sons. People who claim to be Christians. And I'm not talking about what I read in a book. I'm talking about what I know for a fact. But let me continue. Do not dishonor your father by having sexual relationships with your mother. She is your mother. Do not have relations with her. Do not have sexual relations with your father's wife. That would dishonor your father. Do not have sexual relations with your sister, either your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, whether she was born in the same home or elsewhere. Doesn't matter where she was born. Now, I'm reading in the NIV. I normally don't use the NIV, but I like the way it explains this particular pericope of text. See, because people have an idea in this society in the 21st century, but we didn't grow up together, and that means that we're not really related. Do not have sexual relations with your father's sister. She is your father's close relative. Also, in this day and age, because people are having children so young, you know, I have sons and brothers that are the same age. I have sons and brothers that are around the same age. And my father was still producing children, and some of them are the same age as my children. So because of the closeness in ages, people are having relations, as the text puts it here, in an inappropriate manner. Do not have sex relations with your mother's sister, because she is your mother's close relative. Do not dishonor your father's brother by approaching his wife to have sexual relationships. She is your aunt. Do not have sexual relations with your daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. Do not have relationships with her. You know, again, I have real life, real time experience with some of these because of the nature of what went on in my family. And I can be very honest and blunt on my father's side of the family. And I thank God that my biological father did not raise me. Now, some of you that will hear this message are going to be taken back by that. But see, we have a problem in the church and in society where we want to cloak stuff. Well, I'm not interested in presenting some image that is going to impede the preaching of the Word of God. Again, I am not going a fact of truth when it's going to allow things to continue to be cloaked. It is truly unfortunate in this society. But let me continue. Do not have sexual relationships with your brother's wife. That would dishonor your brother. Boy, I wish some individuals that I know were listening to this broadcast right now. Leviticus 18:17. Amen. Do not have sexual relationships with both a woman and her daughter. Do not have sexual relationships with either a son's daughter or her daughter's daughter, relatives. This is wickedness. You know, we need to recognize that there are certain telltale signs when these things exist. When these things operate in the family and in the church, we need to focus on truly getting our lives together, and we need to focus on getting it straight.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh, what, get straight. Remix, Brother Stone. You're in the universe, keeping God first, like that, for all of y'all. Check it out. You better get straight before it's too late, cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate. I came to expose those who try to pose or lackadaisical on the gospel, yo. You better get straight before it's too late, cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate. I came to expose those who try to pose or lackadaisical on the gospel, yo. Somebody about to get their feelings hurt as I clock in and begin to start work with this spiritual sledgehammer, hitting all antichrist, cause I can't stand ya. Let me hand ya this certificate, cause you first on my list. Firebombing on you atheists, activists who believe that God don't exist. Whatever you be getting high on, you need to quit. Do you hear how stupid you sound? Take a look around, ain't one place on this earth where God can't be found. But you choose to believe a lie rather than
you've seen with your own eyes. Dismissing the works of God of happenstance. Supernatural wonders taking place just by chance. Yeah, right. I reduce that dumb and deaf spirit. And when I lay hands on you, I guarantee you'll never forget it. You better get straight before it's too late. Cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate. I came to expose those who try to oppose or lackadaisical on the gospel. Yo, you better get straight before it's too late. Cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate. I came to expose those who try to oppose or lackadaisical on the gospel. Yo, a message to my defeated foe. You know, I come to tear down some more of your kingdom. Harry Potter be the reason kids being trained to grow up to be heathen. Then in the line overnight to get a tattoo on their heads and a book. Parents wake up and take a closer look. It's a setup to get them ready for the mark of the beast. So when it's time for it, they take it with ease. Please don't let another day go by with the Pokemon toys by their bedside. Destroy it and get your house in order before your family becomes one member shorter. Violence should never be glorified. Even if they look like cute animals, they still demons inside. But no, you don't think so. Just remember the girl who was killed by her classmate. He was 5 years old. You better get straight before it's too late, cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate. I came to expose those who try to pose or lackadaisical on the gospel, yo. You better get straight before it's too late, cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate. I came to expose those who try to pose or lackadaisical on the gospel, yo. Get straight. What? Before it's too late. Pump your brakes. Too busy trying to accelerate. Check it out. Last but definitely not least, all the warning in the church got to cease. Let us all decrease so that the Lord may increase. Only if we come together, the most souls we can reach. But no, some of y'all believe the Lord is only speaking to you. Arrogant heart is showing a stupid too. For a man that thinks he's God's exclusive ministry, talking like he's got the answer for the entire world's needs. If I be lifted up, I'll draw him into me, is what Jesus said. So get it through your head and stop fleshing out, cause you're going down the wrong route. You better check yourself, or better yet, check your spirit. God's trying to tell you something. Did you hear it? The body has many parts, but one head. And without it, how could the body be led? All that was needed to be said has been said. Get straight. You better get straight before it's too late, cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate. I came to expose those who try to oppose or lackadaisical on the gospel, yo. You better get straight before it's too late, cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate. I came to expose those who try to oppose or lackadaisical on the gospel, yo. You better get straight. What? Before it's too late. I mean, you need to slow down and get your foot out the tank. If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. In other words, y'all, we gotta repent and get straight.
God bless you, saints. This is Minister Robinson at the Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. E. Maddox Ministries, pastor by Apostle Dr. Ernest Maddox, who this Sunday, July 19th, will be ministering a powerful word from God at the Pine Grove Missionary Baptist Church, pastor by Reverend DeBurley Porter. The church is located at 1833 South Electric in Detroit, Michigan, 48217. Services will begin at 10:45 a.m. If you need any more information, please call us at 313-381-7882. Now back to the program.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We need to get straight. Apostle Dr. Ernest Maddox preaching the word of God. Look, we have some teaching too that will be instrumental in helping you get it straight with the Word of God. Impact of a Deliverance Prayer is a book that deals with spiritual warfare, inner healing, and deliverance. It addresses it from an historical perspective relative to how this all began, relative to demonic intrusion into the realm of man. I share some personal things about my journey and direct battles with the demonic realm, including what some in Africa call the Batwing, Satan himself. This book gives a direct insight to the whole issue of demonology, possession, demonic oppression, and what to do. It's actually a resource book where I review even 25 other books, at least, giving a short synopsis. It's a book that is actually 30 books in one, with references, definitions, historical events that exist that are beneficial. Apostolic Manifesto is another one. Deals with the history of the church and the very things that we've discussed in Leviticus 18 and how they entered the church and what we could do to eradicate it. Also, there's Weapons of Our Warfare that directly deals with how to battle Satan as he invades and attacks your, you know, we are going to continue this message. There is a part two to this message. You can go on www.blogtalkradio.com/DRMADDOX for times of this part two. We thank you for tuning in. And I suggest you go to Leviticus, the 18th chapter, yourself, and see what the Word of God has to say. God bless you. Amen, amen, and amen. Apostle Dr. Ernest Maddox here, and we are so thankful to be able to share the Word of God today. Let's go before the throne of God, asking for His guidance, direction, information, input, and strength. In the name of Jesus. Great God, our mighty Father, guide us, lead us, use us in the correctness of your word. Give us what we need to share your purpose as we open your word and share it. In Jesus' name, amen. Look, this is Doctrine of Devils, Part 2. Amen? And I just want to go back briefly to the foundational text in 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. Going on in verse 2, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Verse 3, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Verse 4, for every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, be received with thanksgiving. And all Paul is sharing here is according to the word of God and the way things should line up according to the word of God. But the main focus here is in the latter times, yielding ourselves to doctrines and ideologies of demons. We must really recognize what is going on in this society today with the different ideologies and misinformations. We just read from 1 Timothy 4. Let's read now from 2 Timothy 4, beginning in verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap up themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away, in verse 4, their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. Verse 5, but watch thou, in all things endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. And that's why I preach the word in its proper context, rather than political correctness. Rather than political correctness. Now, we live in an age that when you speak the word of God, when you speak out against behaviors that God has identified in his word that are not appropriate for Christians, then you get labeled. You will end up with a label of being inflexible, being insensitive, and not being tolerant. But the word of God makes it real clear. In Galatians 5:19, it says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Now let's go to verse 17 first. For the flesh lusts against the spirit. This is Galatians 5. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. If you are led by the Spirit or of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, Galatians 5:19, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seductions, heresies, murders, drunkenness, violence, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, why is it that in this world, and unfortunately, in too many places, in the Christian arena, we say that these things are okay? You know, Leviticus 18 is full of we should not do. But this is clear in Galatians, the 5th chapter, where it talks about if you do this, you won't inherit the kingdom of God. So why do we have, even in churches now, people saying it's okay for women to marry women and men to marry men, and that's not a problem with God? Yes, it is a problem with God, with the purpose of God. God intended man and woman to be together to multiply. It's the individual who created the scenario gets to make the rules. The person who set up the internet made rules to govern the internet. The person who created the automobile, designed rules that govern how the automobile should run properly. If you put water in your gas tank, the car won't run properly, if at all. God created Adam and Eve, man and woman, and marriage. So he gets to make the rules. I don't see what's so difficult about that. But we come along in some of our denominations and ideologies, trying to agree and to get along with the world for the sake of economics, for the sake of popularity and political correctness, and we want to change that. We want to neutralize the Word of God so we can garner more economics in our church, more political favor, so we neutralize the Word of God. Christ stated that we neutralize, I'm paraphrasing, the Word of God, the commandment of God for the commandment of men. And that, in its best condition, is false, confusing, misleading, destructive, foolish at best. God is the one who gets the right to say what is right and what is wrong. He makes it very clear what is right and what is wrong. But we have fallen into a state of nonsense. In Deuteronomy 18, the 9th chapter, as God deals with his, or Deuteronomy 18th chapter and 9th verse, God has given his children Israel a set of instructions. And these instructions apply to us today, especially those of us who claim to be Christians coming out of Egypt into the spiritual Canaan. Deuteronomy 18:9, when thou hast come into the land which the Lord thy God gave thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of these nations. There shall not be among you anyone that makes his son or daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch. Well, a lot of Christians go on the psychic hotline. We engage in witchcraft in our churches. We have many practices that align themselves with witchcraft, as we said in 1 Timothy 4, giving heed to doctrine of demons. 2 Timothy 4, having itching ears, hiring ministers and teachers that will teach us according to our sin, ordaining lesbian and gay ministers and pastors, so those of us who want to be deviant relative to the Word of God can go and pretend like we're worshiping God in an environment claiming to be of God so we can be comfortable. And we call that grace. We call that New Testament grace. Well, I simply say crap here in Deuteronomy 18 and go to Genesis, the 6th chapter, because I want to debunk that whole notion of grace being a New Testament concept that God did not introduce until the New Testament. In Genesis 6, it talks about the condition of man. Genesis 6:5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great, and the earth, and that every imagination of his thoughts, of his heart, were only evil. And he repented the Lord that he made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man who I have created from the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for I have repented or it repents me that I made him. Now listen to this. God is talking about destroying man for evil. And then it says in verse 8, Genesis 6, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And these are the generations of Noah. Noah was just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. Now, Noah found grace because he walked with God. Now, why are we saying now that grace gives you permission to walk away from God, when here we clearly see that grace is not a New Testament concept, it's a God concept, and that you receive grace by walking with God, not walking away from God. Well, I know that's a shocker to some who listen to individuals who say grace is the reason you can disobey God. Well, they say it. Romans, the 6th chapter, it says, what should we say then? Should we continue to sin that grace may abound? Romans 6:2, God forbid. How should we that are dead to sin live any longer in it? I think that is more than clear. More than clear. More than clear. Now let's go back to Deuteronomy 18. I just wanted to take that little detour because I just wanted to clear up an argument that I think is a doctrine of a demon and straight from the pit to use grace as a cover-up for perversion, to use grace as an excuse to sin. As we were reading in Deuteronomy 18 of the things that God says we shouldn't do, we ended up with seeking for a witch. Verse 11, Deuteronomy 18, or a charmer, or consult with familiar spirits, that's a demon, or a wizard, or a necromancer, dealing with the dead, or even having sex with dead bodies. All that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God drove them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. And you're saying, okay, he's reading from the New Testament. Thou shalt be perfect. Well, again, just like I debunk that grace is just simply a New Testament concept, I'm going to also debunk that whole notion that being perfect before God, kind of Old Testament, done away with mentality. It is simply not true. Again, let me simply say, it is simply not the truth. And anyone who promulgates that is in error. And Matthew 5:48, it says, be you therefore perfect, even as your Father which in heaven is at best. This was taken from Deuteronomy 18, not done away with. The Old Testament is not old. It is just as current as anything that is written today. There are certain rituals that are no longer necessary because they represented what Christ would do. But the concept, the foundation, principles are still there. Christ said, I didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it or to make it full. And anything that says otherwise is a doctrine of a demon or devil. Let's go to Galatians, the 1st chapter. And beginning in verse 1, it says this: Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ. I love that statement because people would like to say, done away with, Christ gave church apostles in Ephesians, the 4th chapter. It's amazing how we still keep prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, but we want to get rid of apostles. Apostles preach the word. A legitimate apostle will preach the word, which creates alignment in the body of Christ. And today, the body of Christ, or let me say the churches and denominations, need to be aligned with the word. Verse 2 in Galatians 1. And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you. Now here we go with that, Genesis 6:8. Grace be to you because you're walking with God. Grace be to you from the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Paul was talking then, and he's talking futuristic, like right now. According to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now listen to this. Paul says, I marvel in verse 6, Galatians 1, that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ into another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. So in another gospel, it's an angel from heaven. Preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Now, I'm quoting Paul in Galatians. So don't act like this is my word. Paul says in verse 9, Galatians 1, and as we said before, so I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Let him be accursed. The bottom line here, my brothers and sisters, is we got to be careful of the doctrine of devils that lead us away from the word of God. Look, I want to encourage you to visit our website at www.dremaddox.org. There are several learning and training materials. There are 3 books that you can purchase: Impact of a Deliverance Prayer, Apostolic Manifesto, and Weapons of Our Warfare. Actually, there's a special now. When you buy Apostolic Manifesto and Weapons of Our Warfare, you will receive Impact of a Deliverance Prayer free of charge. Look, the Word of God is true. It is everlasting and cannot be altered by time, chance, or the desires of man to fit his own base sinful needs. May the word of God rest in your hearts and may you be strong in it. This is Apostle Dr. Ernest Maddox. God bless you and keep you always.